Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and I am delighted to have a spectacular guest with me today. She is someone that I met years ago at, I'm not even sure, it was some sort of other networking conference or something years ago, and I was just very impressed with her, and I'm so glad that we have stayed in touch. Her name is Maura Knowles, and you're not going to believe all the things that this woman does. Oh my gosh. She is an actor and a singer with multiple film, TV, theater, and commercial credits. She's also a producer, a writer, and as if that isn't enough, she's an integrative certified health coach and professional recipe developer. And in fact, that's how I actually first met her in that capacity. She's the founder of Mac and Mo's More Salicious Mix, which is paleo-friendly, grain-free, gluten-free, no added sugar, no added sodium, non-GMO, vegan baking and cooking mix. So basically all around good for you. And we may talk about maybe a little bit later on and how you wound up coming up with that, because I know there's a good story behind that. But Mo has also taught workshops and classes focusing on topics like immune boosting, which is important for us right now, eating a rainbow for both kids and adults, detoxing with real whole foods, and so much more. And she encourages people to follow the 85-15 rule, which is 85% of the time eat clean, real, low sugar, low sodium foods, get plenty of exercise, and allow yourself 15% wiggle room, which I think is awesome because, you know, once in a while you like to have a treat and it's important to be able to do that.
Yes.
So welcome. Welcome. Can I cook? Which do you like better? Is it Mo or Maura? What do you prefer?
I go by both. My name is Maura. My nickname is Mo. So whatever's more comfortable for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just going to see what comes out of my mouth.
All right.
Well, you know, as we're recording this, we are, gosh, you know, day who knows what of this crazy pandemic. We're in the middle of May already. And, you know, so much of, well, the world has certainly been under quarantine. We're here in the United States. I'm in Florida. I know you're in California. And your state especially has been pretty hard hit by this. And I wanted to ask you, especially as someone who is in the entertainment business in particular, and you deal with creativity, how have you been maintaining that creative spark in your life while you've been stuck at home like the rest of us?
Well, that's a great question. And I have found, it's very interesting. I found an interesting paradox from pretty much from day one. I mean, we've been quarantined. I started self-quarantining about 5 days before it was mandated. Mm-hmm. I saw the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. I wanted to protect others. I wanted to protect myself.
Right.
And so I've been, I call it corona-tined for over 2 months now.
Wow.
But I'm finding, I decided early on, I said I can either cry and scream and, you know, glass half full, or I can create. I can be grateful that my loved ones are healthy, my family, my friends. I mean, there have been a few people that I've worked with. It's just, it's tragic. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy and I'm just doing everything I can to be the human I want to be and respect the safety of others. So that's what I've chosen. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I've lost all my jobs. So I decided, you know, and I knew right away, I said, okay, so we're not going to be acting. We're not going to be singing. We're not going to, you know what? I can still do that. And I'm a writer. So I found the paradox is for me, I have found liberation through confinement because I decided to just start filming and writing and singing, and found that a few people that have turned into a lot more were emailing me and calling and thanking me for the crazy little videos I was putting out there. Like silly, just even things from the first day, like I was running out the door with like I call it my more salacious hazmat gear to go to the store, because
right
before we were mandated to stay at home, I couldn't get groceries anywhere. I mean, the shelves were bare in LA.
Yeah.
That's when I started seeing the writing on the wall. This is bigger than anybody's saying. And so the morning after we had the mandate to stay at home, we're still allowed to grocery shop. And we've entered phase one, meaning curbside pickup.
Yeah.
For certain stores, but I'm still staying home.
Yeah.
Went to the grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning just to see if I could get something.
Right.
And I was holding all these delicata squash, and I just made a joke, and I didn't mean to make light of any of it, but I said, "Oh, don't let this squash your dreams." And then I was like, wait, this could be kind of silly and funny maybe to shoot, just because it was just an honest response to what was going on.
Yeah.
And pretty soon a friend of mine had moved in with me right before this happened. So we've been roommates, and she started filming me, and she started editing these together. And pretty soon we had this crazy web series, right? I mean, it's silly comedy. And then I started putting in my more and more salacious tips and recipes, singing. Cause a lot of people are like, sing, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear, you know, more and old singing. So I started doing more of that. And then I was asked to sing for, an online Broadway. Cause a lot, you know, Broadway went dark, obviously. Right. All theater went dark.
Yeah.
And so they posted me singing a cappella in front of a sheet at home. A song, and pretty soon I'm like, okay, wait, this is something. And then I got invited to be part of a stuck at home film challenge. Mm-hmm. And I think initially I thought, oh, this is crazy. And then I started reading the guidelines. I'm like, wait a minute, I can do this. I have an iPhone. The rules are home. Okay, I can do that. And then the challenge was writing scripts that were interesting, and I'm the on camera, I'm the actor. So how to write them, convey a message in a 2 to 3 minute short film, meeting all the guidelines.
Yes.
And pretty soon, this is great. And it was fueling me. And all of a sudden I was like, this is my job. I'm up every morning before 6 a.m. Yeah. I'm writing. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my morning walks. I haven't missed one, even in the pouring down rain. I just thought, I got to get out. I got to keep moving. And that's how I've been doing it. And there are days I'm like, I'm burned out. I'm like, I just think I need to read a book or watch something on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been going, and creating. And it's been pretty cathartic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I
love it. But I think that is important that you finally recognize, though, that you needed to take a break too, because.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and you can't keep going. And then, you know, these are all of my dreams that I love to do. And, you know, filmmaking and writing and acting and singing and health coaching and sharing my knowledge. And, you know, I've offered pay what you can for health coaching, recipe development, all of that. So, because I'm like, I'm not going to stop creating.
Right.
And we're all on this together. Some people, God love them. They still have their jobs and they're still getting their paychecks. But I can't let this, my mom calls me the unsinkable Molly Brown. I am. But there are afternoons I'm like, I can't think of anything else to write. I don't feel like putting makeup on to be on camera and sing and act and get dressed up. We call it fashionista mode in my little colorful costumes, which are all my clothes, you know.
Yeah.
But I started clearing out clutter. And like, there's nowhere to bring it. So I don't want it all in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
So I just started putting it on. I'm like, wait, we can film with this. Oh, we can film, you know. So it's almost like I'm doing the best I can, making lemonade, silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I can get engrossed in a great show, it's my reward. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love it. And I was, it's interesting now that you mentioned the roommate, because I was wondering, I was like, boy, she's managing to do this, because these look really good, because you, and I can tell It's like, you know, when you've edited stuff together. So I'm impressed, but it's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She decided she doesn't want to edit for film anymore. That's over, like, she was overwhelmed. So now I have remote editors
who,
for films.
Yes.
So the short videos she's into, but. Yeah, it's like, this filmmaking's not for me.
Well, you know, I think it's also evidence, because I believe that the universe sort of provides for us. And I think the fact that you got this roommate right before you had to do this, it's like, you know, perfect. So
That's been great. I mean, because I think that's another, we were discussing that. Being isolated, completely isolated. You know, I have neighbors, but they're elderly and I can't see them. So I check on them every day. And I ask if they're getting groceries, and thankfully they're all taken care of, but I make sure to call every day. And on my morning walks, we all wear our masks and, you know, say hello. And I check on my parents every day, but you know, they're in Sacramento and I'm in LA, and you know, we all are doing the best we can, and thank God for, you know, Instacart, which not a plug, but for delivery, which I never used to do.
Right.
But in LA, the lines just to get into the grocery stores are crazy, and it's a whole day affair.
Oh man!
So it's got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
And it was stifling my creativity. It was interfering. I'm like, I have to be, you know, camera ready and ready to shoot my films. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, let me ask you, because you are involved in health, especially. So have you maybe either found any challenges about eating healthy at this time? And, you know, what would you recommend to someone who might be also feeling that way?
Well, absolutely. I'm definitely snacking way, way more. Mm-hmm. But I have celiac disease, and May is also National Celiac Awareness Month. So plug for celiac awareness. It is a very real thing. Yes, a speck of gluten will completely mess us up and get us sick. Mm-hmm. And yes, a breadcrumb. So that's just been really, really challenging. Just making sure that I get all the food that I'm allowed to eat, that, you know, my body doesn't even digest grains anymore. So I'm really, produce, and you know, for a period of time I couldn't get produce. I'm like, what am I gonna eat? Sweet potatoes, and I eat a lot of wild caught seafood, mostly salmon and wild caught cod. This is interesting. So where I was getting my wild seafood before, you know, they're out. I mean, everybody's out of everything, right? So I found some wild cod at a store I won't say. And I was eating it, and pretty soon, like, my head was feeling weird, and my ankles were starting to swell a little bit. I'm like, that has never happened to me, and I'm a skinny woman, and I've got skinny legs, really skinny. So I was like, this is bizarre. And then something just, you know, comes the dawn, and I thought, I should look at that. It was frozen, you know, it was freshly caught, wild caught cod. And it was flash frozen. I'm just going to look at the package. 600 milligrams of sodium per fillet.
Oh my gosh.
How did I miss that? I mean, I just thought I was buying fresh, which I'd been buying at other stores. And just, you know, I season my own. I mean, I develop recipes every day for myself too, because I get sick of, but it has been a challenge. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, that's also the downside of ordering groceries delivery. I'm a label checker, and I'm always looking ahead, which is harder to plan. So my advice to people who don't have dietary restrictions like I do, You have to give yourself a break, as far as, we're not going to be eating the way we normally do. But for the most part, I think most people are eating a lot healthier because they're cooking more at home. There are people who are ordering, you know, takeout all the time. That doesn't count. But I mean, we all have to survive how we survive, right?
Right.
We have to give ourselves, maybe instead of 15% wiggle room, maybe 20 to 25% wiggle room, because also sanity, state of mind, but you know, you have to remember that sugar, processed foods, sodium, all of that stuff suppresses your immune system, and it's not good for our psyche. So though we reach for the comfort, I'd say, you know, let yourself have a treat maybe at the end of the day. I mean, that works better for me than, because once you start, you know, if you start your day with a treat, you got that craving all day. Like it's just a physiological scientific fact. Sugar, you know, you get more sugar. It's a drug.
Right.
So if you just have a teeny bit or more, I call it morselify it. So I love my morselicious cocoa, and I don't use any sugar. I just use a lot of spices like ginger and cayenne, and I'll do some, and I'll a whole fat, you know, either 100% raw cacao or cocoa butter. I found these amazing cocoa butter wafers that I just add in, and it's this decadent, you know, it's a rich treat. There's just no sugar, but it satisfies me. So that's been great. And then I think you probably saw one of the videos I did, the Confessions of a Corona-teamed Morselist.
Right. Yes.
I make these peanut butter shakes with unsweetened vanilla almond milk or cashew milk, unsweetened peanut butter, you know, all organic, natural, no additives, nothing added, just the peanuts. With a little bit of the peanut butter powder, which does have a little bit of coconut sugar, but I don't do a lot of it, just a little bit. And blend that up into it with a ton of ice in my really fancy high-speed blender. And it makes it a milkshake. So, you know, and that's great. And that satisfies me. So those are things that I found for me. Everybody has their own, but I feel like if you're constantly feeding the craving with the crap, meaning the, you know, I can't even remember my, there's something that's happened to my brain. It's called lethologica. And it's when you forget words and it's a real thing. And I did a little quick webisode about it. Cause I'm like, how did I forget the word cashew? But crap. It starts, it stands for, it's basically, carbohydrate rich, additive processed foods.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's just kind of reducing that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That. And maybe the warmer weather will help people want to eat a little cleaner. But again, I, you know, I say to my clients, I'm like, we all have to give ourselves grace, and laughter is key. Laughter is everything. I mean, doctors are putting comedy channels in the patient's rooms to speed up recovery. So you have to laugh. Cause some people in the beginning, how can you do all these wacky videos amidst all this awfulness? And I said, trust me, I'm mourning what's going on in the world. It's horrifying and it's so sad and tragic. But my way of coping and my way of spreading what I do best and my God-given talents is entertaining, educating, and sharing my knowledge and my humor and my talents. And that's how I'm doing it. Not everybody, look, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Knocking on your door. Right?
Yeah.
But when we laugh, it releases endorphins. It's, you know, and it's good to do. And just like crying is good too. But I'm not going to sit there and do videos about that.
Yeah.
You can watch me on my Law and Orders for that.
Absolutely.
I hope we'll do again.
Yeah. Well, and it's true. I mean, laughter, well, they say laughter is the best medicine, and it actually has been proven, I think, to some extent that it really can help. So I love that doctors are doing that. I think that's awesome. And I think that is a perfect way for you to be able to contribute, to be able to help people out in this way. So I love it. They crack me up. So I will make sure that I have a link to your webisodes in the show notes, because
anybody
who's watching and listening, even this is, you know, months later, you're still going to get a kick out of it. So,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a little bit about how you got onto this journey of, you know, creating, where did the More Solicious mix come from? And what was the inspiration of that?
Great. Well, in 2010, my father survived quadruple bypass surgery. And he had two massive heart attacks. And thankfully, he survived. And I was really flourishing in my acting and singing career. I mean, I was traveling all over the world and I was making a living. And this happened and I immediately dropped everything. I mean, I got on a plane in Burbank. I mean, I didn't even come home to pack. I just, when I got the call, it just, not thinking that I'd be in Sacramento. I think I was there over a month, but it just, I couldn't leave, and I couldn't leave my mom and my sister who were helping him once he got home.
Right.
And having been a survivor of a life and death surgery, I had my last rites given to me on an operating table twice. Well, they were given to me in ICU after I woke up on the operating table. That's a whole other, but that having been through something so tragic and so awful and surviving it, and then being sent home with the strictest dietary guidelines. I mean, so strict that all you want when you survive something and you're finally able to eat is comfort food, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it was really hard. And my mom, God love her, she had to, you know, I had to move back home and recover. I spent almost almost a year and a half recovering at their house, my parents' house, relearning to walk, the whole thing, and had to gain 20 pounds back that I had lost, you know, just by being so sick.
Right.
And they wanted me to gain 20 pounds, but I couldn't eat fat. And it was like this whole crazy diet because of what happened to me.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, how do I do that? What? So she had to relearn to cook everything. And she's an amazing cook. And she created this cookbook just for me. So that when I was able to get on my own feet again, you know, I could take it and create my own recipes for my survival.
Yeah.
But having gone through all that and still craving treats and still craving all this stuff, when my dad craved baked goods, but it was now on a diet where he couldn't have sugar. He's diabetic. He's heartbeat now. He's kidney issues. So he couldn't have sodium. He couldn't have sugar. And I said, "Oh, Dad, I know how to cut the sugar. I know how to cut the fat, you know, the animal fat.
Right.
I don't know how to reduce all the sodium. I don't know how." And he said, "Oh, but you can try."
Oh.
And I brought my mom to every health food store in Sacramento. Mm. There was nothing. There was nothing that met all those dietary restrictions.
Yeah.
And he, you know, tears welling in his eyes. And he said, "Oh, come on, Maura. You can do this. Just please, just try." Aww. So went back out with mom. And we went to all those stores again. And I just kept buying all these raw ingredients that didn't have sugar, sodium. They were, you know, they were not processed.
Yeah.
And my mom, by the third store, she's like, "What in the name of God are you going to make with all this?" I have no idea, but I got to try.
Yeah.
And then that day and the next day, I was in their kitchen just testing out all these things, because I'd always been a really good baker. I was a blue ribbon baker, as you know, from childhood on. And my sister, God love her, she was in the kitchen with me testing, and she was taste testing everything.
Yeah.
And I think by day two, his dad kept saying, "Ugh, ugh, ugh." And finally, this is the last straw. Like, this is it. Like, I have been on my feet for 2 days. I don't. And came up with this chocolate chip. I call it a morsel because I didn't want people to compare them with cookies.
Right.
And my little jingle was, "Cookies have eggs, sugar, and animal fat. Mac and Mo's morsels have none of that." And Mac is my dad's nickname, and Mo is my nickname. That's why I called them Mac and Mo's morsels. And then it became More Solicious because I started branding.
Right.
But this is way before I ever intended to have a company. It was just for him.
Yeah.
And my sister loved them. My mom loved them. My dad loved them. I love them. I'm like, these are great. Why bother eating cookies when we can have this and have more of them? And, you know, whereas you can have one cookie, you can have, you know, four or five morsels. So then I came back to LA eventually, and my friends started, you know, buying the ingredients for me. They said, make them for us, please, make them for us. And then all of a sudden I get a call from a store in Los Angeles, and they said, we want to start selling your morsels. And I said, they're not for sale. You have a business. And I said, no, I'm an actor. Like, this is something I did to my dad. And then eventually, you know, my sister said, so if somebody else does this and they're really successful, are you going to be pissed off? And I said, well, yeah. Just go for it. And so I started a business, and I say backwards, but I really did. I mean, it was, I had sales before I had my S Corp. And then the mix developed because once my body stopped digesting grains and I was diagnosed with celiac, it was like a whole thing.
Right.
I thought, I want to be able to eat my stuff. And people were saying, you know, they wanted them a little sweeter. They wanted, and perishables, you know, became really cost prohibitive for me in the marketplace. And I'm still a one woman show. So I thought, I don't need to keep getting up at 4 a.m. every day and driving to the kitchen in Pasadena and then making deliveries to Ventura and Orange County. Like, that was my life. I wasn't acting anymore. I wasn't singing anymore. And I just thought, no, there's got to be a better way. And then I thought, I'm just going to reformulate my more delicious mix. Mm. And it falls into the paleo, the keto. It fits everything. And it's just pure. There's no preservatives. There's nothing like it on the market. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I'm still a one-woman show. So it's, I do it for love. And then I develop a lot of recipes around that mix because I use it every day. Mm. And that's why, because I've said to my customers and my clients, you can add your own sweetener of choice. You know, I promote pure stevia, just a little pinch, right, or pure monk fruit. Mm-hmm. Those are my sweeteners of choice if you need to have sweetener.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm not going to be in your kitchen saying, no sugar. But at least you'll have a clean base.
Yeah.
And then you can do with what you want. And you can, you know, I've had clients make meatballs and pancakes and meatloafs. Mm. And I mean, just all these amazing things. I'm like, yeah, it is savory. And then somebody emailed me during Coronatine and they did a more delicious mix encrusted organic chicken breast. I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah, and that does.
Yeah. I've done it over fish. So, you know, there's a lot, it's a plethora of, it's not just for desserts. Mm-hmm. That tends to be more of what I've been doing lately, but you know, that is how it evolved.
Okay. Very cool. That's amazing. Yeah. It's, I think, one lesson here especially for business owners. I love watching Shark Tank a lot of times. And, but I think what you did was smart. It was that you didn't, you know, set out to start a business and then try to get sales, which can be, you know, really tough. You just happened to get people wanting it. And so that was like, you know, golden to be able to then have to now figure it out. Although it can be a challenge if you don't really want to do it.
Right. I mean, there's a fine line, there's a fine balance. And when I give advice, you know, people want me to mentor them. I'm like, okay, let me just say the way I did it isn't necessarily the smartest way. Right. It was from my heart. It was organic. I'm the Laura Ingalls of baking, but I kind of wanted to be Nellie Olson. I wanted the fancy, you know, I'm like, I want the fancy kitchen. But I did it from my heart. It was a pure, and it still is. It's why I stay in business. But I've learned to balance. I'm acting and singing more, and I'm bringing more of my real me. People said, why are you hiding the acting and the singing from what you're doing as a health coach? It's all part of it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, I don't know why. I guess I felt like a fraud. But they said, but that's you. Like, this is your life and it's real. And why are you trying to pull the wool over? And I said, I'm not. I thought I should keep everything super separate. And I'm finding that more people, you know, now there's hyphenates for everyone almost, right?
Yeah.
We do what we love. And often when you're creative or an artist, we create.
Yeah.
And we've learned the importance of staying healthy, and now more than ever. And I found that so many people have come to me through acting, but have become Mac and Mo's More Solicious Mix Fans. So it's very interesting. And how many people don't know how to cook?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Call me and they said, you know, now we're stuck at home. Now we really need to learn to cook. We need your tips. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's, I mean, having, you know, given you a little backstory on my life and death situation. I wrote a TV series, and it's a musical comedy series, which I'm now contemplating very heavily towards making it into a web series, because that's the wave of what we're all doing now. And an online series, and with the hopes that, you know, Netflix or Amazon will.
Of course. It's happened. So it could happen. Absolutely.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Manifest it.
That's
manifest
right. Yes. Absolutely. Intend it. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So that's, I've included all of it, my life, my talents, my fears, my dreams, my crazy, you know, wacky, colorful Technicolor brain. And it's all into my script. Mm. So yeah, I'm not going to keep it separate. It all intertwines. And I feel like this is my rainbow. It's, you know, there's a pot of gold. And I'm Irish and I believe in pots of gold.
Yeah. I love that because I so resonate with that because I've been going through the same thing over the last couple of years because for the last 10 years, my primary business was SEO copywriting, you know, helping people with their websites, writing content. And I still love to do that. But also the last few years, I started really exploring my spiritual side and started even writing presentations and started talking about it and doing Facebook Lives. And so then even as recently as last week, I was like, okay, how do I bring these two sides together? And I realized that I think this podcast is one way that I do it because it's a way for me to showcase some of my spiritual side and also demonstrate some of my, you know, business chops as well. So it's like you, I don't want to necessarily have to feel like I need to keep them separate. I also don't want to necessarily mash them together in a weird way either. I think it's just, I've realized that I can just sort of let it organically happen and just let it just develop like that. So,
Right. People want to see the real person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to see the story. I love hearing the real story. Mm-hmm. And yet for years, I was trying to keep everything so, you know.
Yeah, exactly. This box and this box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not who I am anyway. And Mary Poppins was practically perfect in every way. She wasn't perfect. You know, and I use her as my barometer.
Okay.
Yeah, as we all should.
I love it. Awesome. So, if someone wants to get a hold of you and, you know, book you for something or hire you as a coach or, you know, I assume you're doing that as well. What's the best way for people to find you, and to connect? So,
macandmos.com, MacandMos.com, or I'm very active now on Instagram. Mm. Go figure. Never used to be. So I post almost every day now on Instagram, and that's Mac and Mo's Morsels. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter, Mac and Mo's Morsels. I'm on Facebook, and that's Mac and Mo's. Mm-hmm. And then, or they can, you know, reach out to me directly through Mac and Mo at macandmos.com or Maura Knowles. Mm-hmm. I have a website for Maura M. Knowles as well. That's my acting and singing, but there's health coaching stuff on there too.
Okay.
And I've got the Instagram Maura M. Knowles as well. So I'm pretty easy to find. And if they mention you, then I'll, you know, pay extra special attention, extra more solicitous attention to them.
Yeah, good. All right. So you heard it here first. So make sure.
And I'm offering, right now, I am offering a pay what you can.
Okay.
For health coaching, for sure. I mean, that's,
yeah.
And if they mention you, I'm of course going to honor it as long as people are asking for it. Awesome. During this time. We're all coping.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Best way we can. And so the best way to do that is really, I think, focus on the good, find something good to be grateful for and to appreciate in your life. And, you know, like I said, I'm also blessed that our family is healthy and I'm very pleased with that. And so I want to continue that. And
yeah. Amen. Amen.
Life is short. You got to have fun.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And not to be Pollyanna either. Mm-hmm. You know, there are days I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I didn't get my cashew milk. Okay. First world problem, you know.
Of course.
But I still get frustrated. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, more. Stop. Stop. But, you know, I'm real.
Well, yeah, that's it. You're human and you're allowed to be. So it's okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh. Thank you so much, Gloria. This was a delight.
Oh,
such a treat. Yeah.
I'm glad you are here. And for those of you who are either watching or listening, I always encourage you to subscribe so that you can stay tuned and be, you know, caught up. And when we have the next episode come out of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, you will get notified. We're on all of different podcast channels, and my YouTube channel is Gloria Rand Video. So be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes would be awesome as well. I'd appreciate that. And until next time, I encourage you all to go out there as best you can, even from home, to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.